And hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for today. So before we get started, we do our announcements like we always do. If you guys are not following us with our social media links, you can go to Facebook and Twitter.com. Follow us at wildaboutanimals.com. It's a great way to stay connected, be a part of the wild family. Also included in that, if you go on those social media links and click on, there should be a link somewhere where if you send me, you can send me you guys your questions live and I can answer while the show is going on. Also included in that, if there's any special shout outs, birthday shout outs, all that included, that's also included in that. And with that being done and our announcements out of the way, did that in one whole breath. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are having a great day, great day at work, school. Hope you're achieving all of your goals. And I think we're going to start doing a little new thing. We come back and we do just a checkup, just like a mental health checkup on all you guys, because mental health is very important. I hope you guys are feeling great. I hope, if you are feeling kind of down, I do hope that, you do start to feel better. Your day gets better. Your week gets better. Whatever you're dealing with, I do hope that you come through it stronger than you are before. Just know that I believe in you and I am always here, supporting you guys through thick and thin. For me, mental health wise, I am doing pretty good today. Work wasn't too bad today. It's been pretty good day, and then we're on Wednesday, so we're just only 2 days away from the weekend and I'm looking forward to the weekend. But with that being said, guys, today we're going to do another discussion video because I have really been enjoying these. So we're probably going to keep doing some of these for a while. So today we're going to discuss the importance of how nature can affect your mental health in a positive way. If you guys are ready to get started with that, we'll be back after this break and we'll dive right into it. Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just want to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook and then I'll make sure I put them on a list and I'll let you guys go over there. Back to the show we go. All right, guys, we are back and I'm ready to get started talking to you guys about the benefits, especially towards your mental health when it comes to dealing with nature. Now, this is coming from my own personal experiences and stuff that I've also researched about how nature benefits your mental health, and it's all very positive things. It's actually been shown by proven scientists, by, experiments and things, where, people who deal with depression, anxiety, and all different types, if they go outside, do something in nature, where it's go on a hike or just sit there and watch the ocean crash up and down, has actually been shown to lower your levels of anxiety and stress and depression as well. And I feel with nature, especially if you go out on hiking trails, go out to the beach or something, or to the park, something, I feel like it's something so natural. And I guess the best way that my therapist kind of put it is, it kind of puts you into the perspective of how small your issues can be compared to the big world outside, if that makes any sense. So this is my, just me just talking and giving my examples and just starting the discussion up. So this past New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, me and my boyfriend, we went to Tennessee, Gatlinburg, Tennessee for New Year's Eve. And we ended up going to the Smoky Mountains National Park. By the way, it's beautiful up there for you, for everyone who lives in the States. If you do live in the States, I recommend you take a trip up there. It's beautiful up there and mind-blowing. Anyway, off topic. And we ended up going on a trail. I do not remember the trail, but it was about maybe a 2.3-mile hike to a waterfall. Maybe I can post a picture on Facebook and you guys can see the waterfall that I'm talking about. But anyway. And as I've stated before, I also deal with anxiety and depression as well. And I do have very high stress levels. It doesn't take much to start stressing me out. But anyway, and we immediately started hiking. And it was kind of like, as the further we went, the more my mind tended to not go blank, but I wasn't thinking about things that were bothering me. Like my normal day stresses, all that stuff, it kind of dissipated. And I was just taking in the sights, the sounds, the smells, you know, everything. And there was one point, and I remember this vividly, where, you know, you're standing on the cliff, and with the Smoky Mountains, you know, the mountains pretty much close, or pretty, the clouds are going over the mountain. It's like the clouds are almost touching them. Now, I've never seen that in person. I've seen pictures, but I've never seen it in person. And it was just magnificent and just mind-blowing to see that view in front of me. It was so emotional that I almost wanted to cry. That's how emotional I was getting. And for, I think, the 2 hours we were out there on the hike, it made me feel at peace and calm. Like, my stress and all that stuff was low. I was feeling very good, and it even inspired me to, you know, come back and do the podcast and to come back and do other things. You know, it was very inspirational. And I think, like I was stated before, it was like, with all of these things, like I was saying, it's just as amazing how something as simple as just going on a hike can inspire you and make you feel a loads better about yourself and everything else that's going on. It was like almost being out in the greenery almost boosted my self-esteem a little bit, if I were to just say it like that. But some of the benefits that do come when you do go to, you know, out in nature is, you know, what scientists are saying that, you know, with research, it can give you positive emotions like calmness, like I just said, joy and creativity, and can even help you focus or concentration. But it's also been stated that people who, you know, connect with this nature usually have a lower level of poor mental health, you know, particularly depression and anxiety, like I stated before. It also helps with stress, you know, it can boost your endorphins levels, your dopamine, which, for those who don't know, dopamine is a thing in your brain that produces happiness. So that's also something that takes into consideration as well. And I think for me, you know, what I've always suggested to people that, you know, if you're just having a bad day or you're just going through some things, you know, sometimes taking a nice walk in a park, going to the beach and listening to the waves crash and the wind blow, you know, or if you are able to, you know, go on a hike, just to get some fresh air, to clear your head, to clear your mind, I think is very, very beneficial. Now, you're probably wondering, like, where does this all tie into Wild About Animals and stuff like that? Well, how it ties into it is, and I've stated this before, is that nature is a very important part of our world that we need to preserve and try to strive better to preserve, because there's benefits to it. And it not just benefits a lot of people, you know, with food and with water and shelter. Some people live out in the wilderness, you know. It also can benefit your health as well, either mental health or physical health as well, and your nutritional health, you know. But the main thing that I'm trying to get from this is trying to give you guys another perspective of how you can be a part of nature and use it to benefit you. Because when I tell you how much that hike affected me, I'm not exaggerating when I say it affected me in a very big way. I came home off of this trip feeling like I was ready to just tackle goals left and right. You know, I still am in awe of what I saw. I wish I could show people mentally what I saw, but that's why I recommended you guys go. But at the same time, it's just, it's like, it just baffles me how something so simple can magnify and be so helpful, and it's right in your backyard. I've even been told that, you know, just laying in the grass, letting the sun rays hit your body, and you just relaxing, feeling every fiber of the grass on your body. I've done this before, too. And it's just relaxing, you're laying there, and it's almost just like you're at peace. Because it makes you realize that a lot of the issues that you're dealing with are a lot smaller than you give them credit for. And I think that's something that we do take for granted. You know, like my therapist, again, like she stated, and I'll reiterate, it's like nature helps you realize that a lot of the problems that we deal with are a lot smaller than what we think they are. We are a lot smaller than the world as we see it, you know. And I think for that, for me, it was really helpful because it made me really realize how even the problems I'm going through are really small, but I'm just a small piece of the puzzle in this world. And I'm doing what I can to help by sitting here having these discussions and educating people about what's going on in the world, you know. And that, I think, is probably the most rewarding part about it. Now, what I would probably suggest, again, for those, if you want to experience the same feeling, like I said, look up your local, you know, hiking trails, nature trails, you know. If you're close to the beach, I would say go to the beach and just, you know, listen to the shores. If there's a park near you, you know, I would say that's also a good idea, too. And then if you can go hiking, you know, in the mountains, you know, make sure you do it safely. But, you know, I would also recommend that. And with that, folks, this is going to be a shorter one for this week because, you know, the topic kind of just hit me, I think, yesterday when I thought about it. And I didn't really have much of a, you know, stuff's been going on, so I haven't had a time to write a script today. So this is kind of freelancing it. But I do hope you guys did enjoy the show. It's a little bit shorter for today. Make sure you guys follow us on all our social media links before. Make sure you guys stay tuned for next week for whatever topic we're talking about, because I'm going to be quite honest with you, I don't even know what we're going to talk about yet, but I will let you guys know next Wednesday. You guys stay safe out there. I love you all. Stay wild, and we'll see you next week.